This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Will, you came across an article about a college newspaper advisor losing his job, and the school came up with kind of a creative way of getting rid of this person.
Yes, and being a college newspaper advisor, it was news that was, of course, near and dear to my heart, having being one. This had happened at the University of North Alabama. Their faculty advisor of a number of years and had been an award-winning advisor. He was suddenly dismissed suspiciously after his student reporters and editors had run a story about how they were unable to get records about why a couple of administrators, or employees rather, one who had suddenly stepped down and one that was dismissed. And so the student reporters obviously wanted to get to the bottom of it. And they were not able to get any records from administration. Imagine that. And when that happened, they ran a story that really reflected negatively on the administration. And again, the timing is very suspicious. He was told that he would not be retained and that his job instead would be converted to one of which that would need and require a doctorate and full-time faculty. And he was told his services would no longer be needed. Again, this is very highly suspicious, but unfortunately these things reoccur and happen, I don't say all the time, but it is a reoccurring issue.
Yeah, that's a tactic that is employed when a newspaper advisor who has been a longtime journalist, usually those are the best type, has students actually do journalism. And they were doing journalism. And then they said, well, this is a way to get rid of that person. And making a tenure track position, someone with a doctorate, effectively eliminates that person from applying for that position and probably eliminates most people who would be qualified to advise a student newspaper as well, which is unfortunate.
Well, and, this happened at University of North Alabama, but it can certainly happen just about anywhere, including Western Illinois University. I know the administration was upset with a video taken by a student reporter at the Western Courier a few years ago, and suddenly the advisor's job became a 10-month position rather than a 12-month position, Will.
Well, and that was interesting how that unfolded. This was an incident that had, again, captured a video of a fight that had happened almost coming up on 4 years ago, I believe, mm-hmm. December of 2014. And again, the timing of the events that happened after that are also rather interesting to discuss and investigate, which they, of course, have since and ad nauseum. So these issues do happen, and they do come across, and they do reoccur. I was just reading in a related issue about the advisor at, again, this is a private school, and at private schools such as Liberty University mm-hmm. in Lynchburg, I believe, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And that school where Jerry Falwell Jr. is the president, his office is also the floor right above the student newspaper, which is located in the basement of that building, and where the president has the final right of refusal and basically, let's call it what it is, censors the paper. And there was some struggle between the student reporters and editors back in 2016 and 2017 about the content that they were also putting out, referring to issues that the administration was uncomfortable with. And again, this is when the students, I think, stood tall and were not trying to retaliate against this retaliation, but they were just trying to report the truth and to do their jobs.
Yeah, and freedom of press is very different for public institutions versus private institutions. A lot of people don't realize this
right.
When they're looking at universities to go to. But if you go to a private university and you are a student journalist, they can censor you. And
right.
Because it's not a government institution, it's
yes.
a private business. So
right.
they're able to effectively kill stories, eliminate student journalists if they want to, put a different advisor on there. They can do whatever they want with no repercussions because it's not a government institution.
Right.
But it should be different for public institutions. And occasionally you do come across times where a university, a public institution, a state university will do something. They step out of line. And then it's up to us to call them out on it.
And at Liberty University, this wasn't a case of an advisor losing a position. But actually what happened was the editor-in-chief, the student editor-in-chief, lost their position. That came with a $3,000 scholarship, and for making, I think, a sound journalistic decision. But again, we're not saying that these private institutions, they do have the right to refuse that because, again, they're not a public institution like ours.
Well, they would also, I'm sure, say that they're in the business of educating students, and I think part of that education is allowing the student newspaper that freedom of press, and if you're going to keep them under your thumb, I don't think they're learning what it's going to be like when they go out in the real world.
Absolutely. I mean, they're really restricting and cutting off this opportunity. Yes, I know they're trying to maintain an image, and that's a large part of their jobs, and to recruit and to retain. We understand that. But I think in the long run, these folks may realize that what they're really doing when they restrict student journalists or any journalist from doing their job is certainly doing a disservice to their mission to educate and provide the best possible educational opportunities out there.
Well, let's point out, too, whether it's a public or private university trying to control the image, if the reporter is being accurate and factual, it's not the story that's making the university look bad. It's the actions of whoever that's making the university look bad. It's not the story. It's the others who are being reported on.
Right. We need to judge these by content. Sure, there have been issues of student journalists or journalists in any profession or amateur who are not within their realm or within their boundaries. I mean, we need to check ourselves too. But in this instance, with what just happened at the University of North Alabama and that most recent case out at Liberty University, again, we unfortunately do see these things maybe every year, every other year. I think we see a profile and maybe even a more high-profile person of a high-profile college newspaper that is suddenly losing their jobs for suspicious reasons. And I think we need to call them out on that, and especially for myself being someone who has that same kind of position.
And this story also puts into perspective how important it is to have organizations, journalism organizations that call out places. And in this case about Alabama, the school there, College Media Association is the one that censured them. So they put it out publicly about what has happened. And there are plenty of journalism organizations that will do those kinds of things to put people on alert. So when you are thinking about pursuing journalism as a study in college, that is some place that you should check out. Is your university censured?
Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.